The dictionary defines character as the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. It's our defining presence, honed by our actions, integrity, honesty, and the choices we make. Our character is one of the few things in life that can't be taken away from us. Then, why is it that we make all sorts of excuses for a person's lack of character? We make excuses for family, friends, coworkers, even clergy. We say, well, that's just how he is, or she can't help herself, it's in her nature. In jail ministry, I often say that I've never met a bad inmate, just good people who have made bad choices. Bad choices that define poor character. I tell them they need to work on their choices, and better choices will improve their character. By the choices we make, our character can always be made stronger. Just like exercise builds a strong body, right decisions, build on a set of moral principles, can build our character and build a stronger soul. As Christians, we are called to have a Christ-like character. We are called to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world, shining before others. How can we avoid excuses and build a more Christ-like character? First, we must understand what Christian character and integrity are, and then choose to follow these moral principles. Are we honest? Do we show the proper amount of respect for others? Do we make good moral choices and keep good company? Next, we need to ask ourselves an important question. Do I live by these principles? How have my past decisions reflected these values? Have I ever failed to live up to how I want my character defined? Third, we need to change our behavior. We need to control our thoughts. In the book of Philippians, we read, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, these are the things to think about." We need to guard our hearts, and we are reminded in Proverbs 4:23, "With all diligence, guard your heart, for in it are the sources of life." And finally, we need to practice making good decisions. Through practice, we make better choices. In 2 Peter, we're given guiding words. "For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, virtue with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with endurance, endurance with devotion, devotion with mutual affection, and mutual affection with love." Character is the essence of who we are. If we're going to take the time to work on something, then let it be our character. It's more important than wealth, power, or career. As Rick Warren says, God is much more concerned about your character than your career, because you will take your character into eternity, but not your career. The Bible is full of examples of people who have changed their choices and solidified their Christ-like character. Through practice, we can too. We can truly be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. This is Tony Agnese.